Joe Biden's Miserable Victims Hope for Migration Miracle. By Neil Monroe on December 5, 2024. Many migrants lured northwards by President Joe Biden are stranded on the long trek between their homes and the restored U.S. borders caused by the 2024 election. Some of the poor migrants in the humanitarian disaster caused by Biden's illegitimate invite are now pleading for help to get home. "I cry every day," Yulidi Moreno, a Venezuelan migrant lured north by Biden, recently told a Reuters reporter in Mexico. She added, "I want to go back to my country. I don't want to stay here anymore. I suffer a lot. Men treat us badly and it's hard. They sometimes mistreat us. Sometimes people die. There is a lot of sexual abuse. Women are mistreated because they don't have money. It's horrible. This is horrible. The journey has been very dangerous," another Venezuelan woman, Yorgelis Maldonado, told Reuters. "Many things have happened. There's women and a lot of children who are suffering. Now there's just a lot of angst among the migrants." Todd Benman, a migration expert with the Center for Immigration Studies, told the Vince Coglianese show on December 4th. "They know they're the last, they're the caboose on the train. And it's been decoupled, and they're the ones that got stuck as the gate shuts closed," he added. Since 2021, Biden's Cuban-born, pro-migration border chief, Alejandro Mayorkas, has invited and funded at least 10 million migrants to sneak through the U.S. border. But first, they had to borrow money and walk much of the distance from their home countries around the world, often by deadly Panama jungles. Mayorkas' blend of zealous progressivism and consumer economy colonialism has killed many Americans and cut wages for many millions of Americans as it enriched the Democratic Party's donor class. His exploitative welcome also helped to kill thousands of migrants, enabled the rape of hundreds of thousands of migrants, divided millions of foreign families, and kneecapped economic and democratic development for tens of millions of poor people in many poor countries. Latin Times reported on December 4. Migrants traversing Mexico risk encountering extensive human trafficking networks. Violence, including assaults, sexual exploitation, and murder, has made the journey north treacherous as the country records approximately 30,000 murders annually, with over 100,000 people officially reported missing. Many of the remaining migrants lured northwards now realize Mayorkas does not have the legal or political authority to let them into the United States. Worse, Mexico's police are now blockading them from going north because of pressure from Donald Trump. So most of Mayorkas' miserables stuck in Mexico and Guatemala are penniless, often deep in debt to smugglers, and have little hope of repaying their debts with a job in the United States. "I have spoken with dozens of migrants in the last 2-3 days in Mexico City," Benzman said, adding, "There's a lot of encampments here, informal encampments. And there is a tremendous urgency among them to get in before Trump swears in, and that's what's going on. But there's also a lot of other immigrants that I interviewed down here who said that they're just going to go home. They're getting up, they're going back to Venezuela, back to Colombia, back to Guatemala, back to wherever they came from, because they just feel like it's hopeless that they're not going to ever get in at this point," Reuters reported on December 4. A dozen migrants interviewed in Mexico by Reuters said they would prefer to return to their countries despite the ongoing issues that drove them to migrate, such as poverty, lack of employment, insecurity, and political crises. That is too small a sample size to draw clear conclusions of how migrants will react after Trump takes office, and much will depend on exactly what policies he implements and how. But it does highlight the hard choices likely to face many migrants after January 20. A Venezuelan official said between 50 and 100 compatriots request what is called voluntary return each week from Mexico, either covering costs themselves or with state assistance, Reuters reported. Some of the migrants are still hoping Mayorkas will sneak into America's communities. "I am traumatized," said Nidia Montenegro, another Venezuelan migrant who is trying to use Mayorkas' CBP-1 cell phone fast pass through the border. "If I don't get the appointment, I will go back," the 52-year-old told Reuters.